Shalom, everybody. Our parsha begins with the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, removing the ashes from the Mizbeach from the previous day's avoda. The procedure for this mitzvah is described in the first parak in Maseches Tamid. The Mishnah there and the Gemara there tell us that each day in the very early morning, even before the sun rose, the Kohanim who were on duty that week would wake up, go to the mikvah, and then participate in a lottery to see who would do the Trumas Hadeshen. And then, the very first thing that happens in the Beis HaMikdash, before the Korban Tamid is shechted, before Kriyat Shema was recited, before anything else, the Kohen who won the lottery that day, the lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen, would go by himself, wash his hands and feet from the Kiyor, and then go up to the Mizbeach and perform Trumas Hadeshen as described in the beginning of our parsha. He would take off some of the ashes, not all, but some, walk down the ramp, put those ashes into a hole right next to the ramp, and that's it. That's the avoda of Trumas Hadeshen. But we have to ask a general question. Why is this a mitzvah? Why is it part of the avoda? I understand that some ashes, all the ashes, have to be taken off, but why is it a mitzvah? Why are we making a big deal, basically, of taking out the garbage? And the Kohen who does it, who has to wash his hands and feet in the Kiyor, as if he's doing something important, why? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. First of all, we must know that the Mishnah in the second parak of Maseches Tamid tells us that on Yontif, they did not clear away the ashes. No Trumas Hadeshen was performed on Yontif because the big pile of ashes on the Mizbeach was considered a noy la Mizbeach. It was an adornment. It was something beautiful because it showed how many korbanos had been brought there. It showed the love of Bnei Yisrael that they brought so many korbanos over Yontif. On the other hand, and we also have to know that when it wasn't Yontif, the ashes on the Mizbeach was also often a display of the sins we performed. Very often the ashes are from a chatas or an asham that were brought yesterday. And we look at those ashes and we say, for example, those are the ashes of my chatas that I brought yesterday. I made mistakes and I had to bring a korban. And those are the ashes right there on the Mizbeach. So with these two aspects in mind, perhaps one can suggest that Trumas Hadeshen is a critical aspect, a prerequisite to our avoda. The Torah here and in the Mishnah and the Gemara and Tamid are telling us a critical aspect of the daily avoda in the Mikdash and of our own personal avoda. The Mizbeach is busy all day long with all sorts of korbanos, each one a vehicle for each of us, personally or nationally, to get closer to Hashem. But before any of that avoda can take place, before we do anything that brings us closer to Hashem, we must first clear away the ashes. On the one hand, that means you did well yesterday, you brought a korban, it's an adornment for the Mizbeach, and for you, that's great. But you cannot rest on the past. Today's a new day. Don't rest on your laurels. Clear away yesterday's avoda and start afresh. And at the very same time, the ashes can remind us of yesterday's mistakes. And so before we perform the avoda, we do have to, again in quotes, take out the garbage. It's very hard to do today's avoda when yesterday's avoda is staring you in the face, when the remnants of yesterday's mistakes are still bogging you down. Yesterday you brought the korban, yesterday you did tshuva, or at least a stage in the long tshuva process. That was yesterday. Today's a new day, time to remove some of the old, so to speak, off of your agenda. And this job, of course, does not mean to completely ignore the past. You did grow yesterday. Be proud of that. And on the other hand, tshuva does not happen in a day. So the Kohen only removes some of the ashes. This is a symbolic moving on, if you truly want to move on. But it cannot be done in a cursory or haphazard way. It's an avoda. It's a mitzvah. There's a lottery. And the Kohen washes his hands and feet. And it must be real. And it has to be taken seriously. Not only that, but this act of clearing away yesterday's clutter has to be done privately. The Mishnah in Tamid describes in detail how the Kohen who performed the Trumas Hadeshen did it by himself. No one went with him. They didn't see him. They didn't hear him. He didn't carry a torch, even though it was still nighttime. The Mishnah says that the only way they knew he was doing it was when they heard him washing his hands and feet at the Kiyor. And perhaps that's the message here too. It's just you and the ashes. No one can be with you. No one can hear you. It's you and God. trying to move on in a healthy way without brushing the past under the rug, not resting on your laurels, not brushing the past off, but yes, moving on. And so this is the first thing that happens in our avoda, in our personal avoda also, starting each day afresh, moving on, not forgetting, not ignoring our past, not resting on our laurels from the past, nor sinking in the past from mistakes we've made. Before we bring new korbanos in our journey to get closer to Hashem, we remove yesterday's ashes and we get a fresh new start on the day. Have an amazing day, everyone.